Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be here with you this morning. First time on AM here, but I'd just like to introduce myself. I'm Tommy Ledford, and I'm going to be on 600 here every Sunday morning from 8:30 till 9, and 101.1 in Jacksonville in the metro area. But glad to be on this station, reaching out further, and hope to bring in an audience there that loves to hear the word, because all I have is the truth to give. Thank God that the Lord saved me some years ago and called me into the ministry. I tell you something I wanted to kind of run from, but the Lord let me know that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and I'm glad to do it. Glad to do it for him now. And I just want to people to be delivered. Glad you tuned in this morning. Hope that you will tune in more. I want to take my scripture this morning from Genesis, the sixth chapter of Genesis. Sixth chapter of Genesis, I'm going to read here. It says, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the land, in the earth, and in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and then the same became mighty men, which were old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, and it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms that thou shalt make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without, shall pitch it within and without with pitch, and then in the fashion that thou shalt make it of length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth is 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits. And we're going to stop there, amen. But how did the Lord said that the wickedness of man and all this had come up for him, how he had made man, but it repented him that he had made man, because the wickedness and the imaginations of their heart was evil continually. There was none that was seeking out after God, but Noah found favor. He found favor, and he found in this, in the sight of God, because he walked walk with God. Amen. And I just believe that's what the Lord wants us to do today, is to walk with Him and to talk with Him, because I can tell you that we ought, it ought to be a daily thing that we do, is that we walk and talk with God. Amen. Because He's our Creator, He's our Master, He's our Lord, He's our Father. And He ought to hear from us as well as we ought to want to hear from Him. Amen. And we ought to be able, you know, I've lost my mom and dad here just in 16 and all that. But there's many times I wanted to call and talk with them and all. And you know, there are some times maybe that your parents gave you correction that you might not have liked or whatever. Amen. But once they're gone, you would be glad that they was around to correct you again. Amen. But there's going to be this time that God was going to quit talking to man. They had went after everything they wanted to do. They had took them wives. They had done all this and had children and been this mighty man. But they had left off God. Amen. But you know, as he talked to Noah, as Noah found favor in the sight of God, he was not going to let Noah be destroyed with the wicked. But he said, now I'm going to destroy the man and beast and everything on the earth. I'm going to destroy it. But he told Noah, he said, now, amen, a preacher of righteousness, a man that was perfect in his generation, he told him, now you build you an ark of gopher wood, amen. And then he started telling him how to pitch it within and how to pitch it without, amen, that it would have that pitch, amen, that it would be 300 cubits long. It would be 50 cubits wide. It would be 30 cubits high. Amen. It would be a three-story. Amen. A massive ship. Amen. A boat, an ark, whatever folks want to call it today. It was going to be massive. Amen. And it was going to be built by a man who had never even built a rope boat before. Amen. It was going to be built with someone that didn't even have a skill saw, amen, a square, amen, a table saw or anything, amen. Now it was going to be this huge, massive boat, ark, was going to be built by, you could say, unskilled labor, amen. But I can tell you, I believe that Noah said, yes, sir, or yes, God, amen. I don't believe he didn't come up with every excuse in the world like people do. Lord, I can't do it. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. I don't know how to do this. I can't do that. I believe he started stepping it on where to put that thing. Amen. It never rained upon the face of the earth. Amen. But he believed God. And if God said water was going to come out in the sky, he believed it. Everything had been watered up from the ground up since then. Amen. But there, the year of rain was going to come. Amen. He had made a covenant with Noah. Amen. What he was going to do and deliver his house. And then he was going to destroy the earth and everything in it. He told him what, how to build it. He told him what to put on it and who was going to go on it. Amen. And them three sons and their three wives and his wife and Noah was going to be the only souls that was going to be on that. The eight souls that were saved. I can tell you, I believe in this end time, there's going to be as few as eight souls saved. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about unto the portion of people that's on this world. Amen. I believe it's going to be few. The Bible says, straight as a gate and there is a way, and few be there that find it. Amen. But I can tell you that the Lord's given us similar instructions. Amen. Not even as hard as Noah. Amen. Because Jesus came and he made that sacrifice for us. Amen. We don't have to take, amen, how he told them how to go by sevens. Amen. The male and female of the clean and the what unclean and all that. And you know what? It's just amazing how Noah had built this ark. First of all, it was a football field and a half long. It was 75 foot wide. Amen. It was, I think it was 45 feet high. Amen. Three stories to it. It had every kind of animal back there. And you know, in pairs and sevens. Amen. The clean and the unclean. Amen. But you know, one usually ate the other. Amen. But you know what? I believe that there was a perfect peace. Amen. On that boat. I believe Noah had it fixed. Amen. Just like God said, there wasn't nothing devouring the other. Amen. Because God had fixed it, how he made all those animals come up on that ark, the wild animal to go, amen, to go in a room, amen. God fixed that, and you know, people don't believe it yet today, amen, but I tell you, I believe every word, amen, in God's word, in the Holy Bible, amen, I believe it, and I just see what kind of miracle, and what he's showing up for this latter time, and how he made it, and you know, this boat, if you would have looked, you would have talked to engineers or all these smart people today, they'd tell you that Noah couldn't build that boat. I can tell you that Noah built it, whether he had a sawmill or not. Amen. He built that boat. He didn't have to have a caulking gun, because I can tell you, God sealed that boat. Amen. God fixed it. He done just like God told him to do. And that boat floated. Amen. The structure. Amen. And all that. Just being made out of gopher wood. Maybe people don't think it should have floated. Amen. They built the Titanic, and it took them years and years to build the Titanic. Thousands of men, amen, and steel and concrete and all the things that it took to build the Titanic. But it was only good, amen, for one voyage, and it was destroyed. Amen. It was sunken. Why? It was not built by the plans of God. Amen. Even the owner said that God himself couldn't sink that boat. Well, I can tell you, God sent a little guy's cube over there, and he did sink that boat. Amen. They can call it what they want to, but I can tell you, you don't do that and say that about God. Amen. But I can tell you, I did. He told Noah, who didn't have blueprints and engineers and cranes and metal walks and all that, and he built that boat for it to stand the flood, the floods upon the whole earth, amen, where all was destroyed, amen. And as he built that ark, I believe he told all those around, he preached to them, amen, about coming on the ark, amen, about saving their souls, but they didn't have time. They didn't have time to listen to Noah. Amen. Too much tied up in the world. Amen. Too much. I got my wife. I got what I'm going on. I'm a mighty man. I'm this. I'm that. You know, the pride is, you know, it cometh fall. After pride cometh fall. Amen. And I can tell you how that men were proud. Amen. And they can, hey, continually imagine evil in their heart and to do evil thing. They want to do whatever they want to. And here we are. In this time again, amen, that the wickedness, I believe, has come up before God, amen, and he said he's going to destroy this thing with fire, amen. He put the bow in the sky, amen, for a covenant that he would not destroy this world with water again, but it be with fire, amen. He's going to burn it up, leaving there a root and a branch, amen, but there's going to be a new heaven and new earth where only the righteous will dwell. Amen. So you've got to be ready. Amen. Get the imagination of the evil things at your heart. You know, people is building up so many things, what they want to do in their future and what they want to do before they retire and all that. Oh, well, let me tell you something. So did the rich man. He looked around and he said, amen, look at all the stuff I've got. I've not got barns big enough for all what I got. I think I'll just tear down my old barn and I'll build me some new ones. Amen. And I'll tell thy soul, take thy rest. Amen. And he did. The Lord let him build them new barns. Amen. And he filled her up. Amen. But then he said, now, thy fool, thy soul is required of thee. And who shall these things be? He didn't get to reap that. Amen. That he sowed, because he sowed it unrighteously. Amen. But we need to start building the ark.
Amen. We need to build an ark of God today. Amen. We need to build one. Don't say you can't. If Noah could do that, you can do this. Amen. We've got to build us an ark for ourselves. Yeah, you say, what do you mean, preacher? The Bible said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So we've got to pitch that thing within and without. You say, what do you mean? Amen. Nobody else could ride on the ark. You know, when Noah started going in that ark, amen, and everything was in that ark, God closed the door. Amen. And when God closed the door, amen, no man could open that door. I imagine there was a lot that came, and when they got in the ankle deep water, or when the rain started coming, they started to go to Noah. Amen. And they got down in the water. Amen. And they started beating on the side of that. And when the whole face of the earth was covered with water, it didn't matter whether it shot or not. They started looking around. Amen. I imagine they started to beat on that old ark. Noah, open. Open unto us. Let us in. Amen. It ain't like they've got it dolled up today in pictures of old ark having a deck around it. No, sir. Amen. It was pitch within and without. You couldn't climb up on it and hang on and all that. But I imagine there was people who tried. Amen. I imagine. Amen. That there was claw marks on the side of the ark. Amen. Where people had tried to save themselves. But it was too late. I'm telling you now, today's the day of salvation. Save yourself. He's already told us what the end's going to be. He said it'd be like the days of Noah. Are we not there? Amen. Yes, we might have a lot of churches, but they're not all preaching the word of God. We've got many a false witness. Our false prophets just went out there in the world telling you you're all right in whatever you are. Or you can go listen to Joel Osteen, and he can pat you on the back and tell you you're all right and saying you're going to prosper. Let me tell you something. You might prosper in this world. Amen. But that's the only reward you'll get. Read the word of God for yourself. Amen. Don't let Joel Osteen interpret it for you. Amen. Because he ain't in it. I want you to know. Amen. A follower after righteousness. A follower after the truth. It's a straight and a narrow way that leadeth to life. And few be there that find it. But broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many be that go in there at. So save yourself. Amen. Build you an ark. Amen. You say, how's that? You need to build you an ark. Amen. Your vessel, your body, amen, is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He wants to come, and he wants to possess his temple. Amen. And if you build it according to the word of God, by the instructions of the Almighty, amen, he said he would come and sup with you, and you with him. Amen. You'd have fellowship one with the other. We need to do like Noah. We need to walk with God. Amen. And if we walk with God, we won't be found without. Amen. On the day, the Bible even tells us that we pray, our flight not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. I believe it's going to be a terrible time. Amen. When people is left on this earth, amen, are left to face the wrath of God. Amen. You need to be ready to go. Amen. You know, there's going to be some terrible things that come upon the face of the earth while we're yet here. Amen. The Bible tells us in Revelation about the things that are going to happen. Amen. But we got our faith and trust in the Almighty. He's going to be the one that will deliver, and he delivers good. Amen. I can tell you, he's a good God. He's a loving God. Don't make him be grieved in his heart and repent that he made you. Turn from your wicked way. If you're not serving God today, I want you to serve God. And if you're serving God, I want you to serve him better. Amen. I want you to do better. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people that lie every year around New Year's. Amen. Saying what they're going to do. They do these New Year resolutions or whatever. Amen. I can tell you, a lot of folks start out with losing weight or this that they're going to do. Let me tell you something. If you look back to last year, what you said, see if you done that, or see if you're in the same place or worse shape than you were last year. Amen. I I say, when you start today, amen, that you serve God to the full, amen, that you just don't make it one of them empty lives, like a lot of folks do, amen, but you go and you serve him to the full, because we don't know when our last day and hour is going to be, amen, we don't know when we're going to draw our last breath, but I know this, amen, he does, and our life hangs in his hand, it's in his hand, when we live, or when we die, once appointed men to die, and after this the judgment, he knows the appointed time, amen, you know how you can lengthen your life, is to serve God, and you say, well, I know people that were Christian, I didn't live very long, well, he lengthened their life, whether on this side or that side, amen, all I know is there is a heaven again, and I want to see those pearly gates, I want to see the walls of Jasper, amen, I want to go in and see the street of gold, I want to walk upon it, I want to go into that new city, I want to see God, amen, I want to be there, I want to worship him, amen, to the full, you know, praise God, we can go on in our lives and not paying attention, and we can, you know, it's like today, we got so many things at our fingertips, you know, Noah, he told him to build this big old massive ark, amen, he tells some people just to go to church and they can't get in their fine automobile, to ride down there to church, amen, but let me tell you something, there's going to be a day that they're going to want to get in, and they ain't going to be able, amen, we better seek him while he can be found, we need to work while it's day, because night's going to come, and no man's going to work, his spirit is not always going to strive with man, and you can't ride up on mama, or grandma, or aunt, or uncle, or anybody else's salvation, amen. You're going to have to work it out for yourself. Today's the day. Amen. Don't harden your heart. Amen. Like the children did in days of provocation when they tempted him in the wilderness. Amen. You know, nowadays it is not just, you know, I remember when I first realized that there was a world wide web out there. Amen. And you could just ask. You didn't, at this time, you didn't need encyclopedias anymore. I remember as a child, amen, you had a encyclopedia salesman that come around, and it was to help the young and to study and to have things through school to help them learn about history and about things and all that. But now we've got the World Wide Web. Amen, you can just ask anything you want on there. You can talk to people in other countries that you don't even know their language. You can do all this. Amen, it reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah when nothing was held back from them, and they were going to build a tower, amen, under the heaven, amen, they was going to build them a city, but they was building it with slime and brick, amen, they was using a slime for mortar, amen, they weren't going to use the tempered things of God, they weren't going to use a strong block that God has prepared for us, but God come down and confuse their language. But as I think about how that they had all got to one language and all that, and then God confounded it. Let me tell you something, there's going to be a confounding now, amen, because like we can do all this thing, we can do it through our fingertips, amen, you know, you could get on there. I remember when they first had the internet, they had a dial up and you'd have to wait and do and carry on and all that, and now we got high speed internet, we got 4G and 5G, whatever all them things is, amen, now you can do it all from your handheld phone, amen, we can take pictures, amen, we can send pictures, we can do all this stuff, amen, and I'm not trying to get anybody to throw away their cell phone, but I can tell you, the Bible said the sufficiency unto the day is the evil thereof, and have I seen it? Yes, I've seen it, amen, I can tell you, I've seen people just about walk out in traffic, they're Facebooking, they're doing this, amen, but I can tell you, their mind's not on God. God. I can tell you that people spend more time on their telephones nowadays than they do with their relatives. Amen. I can tell you that a lot of them spend more time on the phone than they do with their spouses. Amen. And that's a shame. Amen. But see, the devil's got people caught up in such things as that, as he did those people back in Noah's day. But there's going to be an end to it. Amen. I can tell you there's going to be an end to the internet. There's going to be an end to Facebook. There's going to be an end to LinkedIn and all them other things, by face and all that stuff. There's going to be an end unto that. Amen. And we're going to have to answer unto God, the one who give us, the one who made us out of clay, the one who give us this breath of life. We're going to have to answer in him. And what are you going to answer? Are you going to be able to do like Hezekiah and say, Lord, I work for you with a perfect heart? Amen. Are you going to be able to say that? Amen. Are you going to be able to, you know, he's going to be able to say unto you, welcome in, you good and faithful servant. Do you know that? Amen. We're not talking about just showing up to church on Sunday and put a little money in a plate. We're talking about giving yourself completely and all. Some people said that they'd give him their heart. Amen. But it don't show up. Amen. Because if we give him our heart, we give him our whole body. Amen. We give him our mind. We give him all those things. We put it. We giving ourselves that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, not being conformed unto this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, proving what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Amen. We've got the instructions. We've got the blueprint. Amen. We got directions, and we need to follow them. We need to follow them to the full. Amen. Because I can tell you, Jesus is coming back, and there's nothing that's going to hinder him. He said he had shortened the time for the elect's sake, or there'd be no flesh saved. I want you to be saved. I don't care who you are. Amen. You know, I pray for my enemies and those that do ugly to me. Amen. I pray for them. And that's the time we got to go past what this world thinks and what the morals of the world is today. And the morals of this world today is not like the morals when I was a child. And I just imagine what it's changed in the 2,000 years that our Lord's been crucified. Amen. And I don't know the exact years or whatever. I don't think nobody does, but I know that he was crucified. And he's sitting at the right hand of the Father now, interceding for all those that want intercession. He'll intercede for us. And you know what? We ain't got to get on a website. We ain't got to call a 1-800 number. We just get down on our knees. And if we'll get down on our knees and we'll talk with him, we can hear from heaven. He said, if you'd seek my face, he would even heal your lands. He would even heal things that you didn't think was able to be healed. He would have you to have a peace with your enemies. That's the God I serve. It's a mighty God that's coming back in the great clouds in the eastern sky. Amen. That's coming back to get his own children. Amen. That's coming back with a trump of an archangel. Amen. The dead in Christ is going to rise first, and those that live and remain are going to be caught up with him in a moment of time, in a twinkling of an eye, to be with the Lord in the air, and there shall they ever be with the Lord in that new heaven, new earth. Whoo! I want my part. I want to go. I want to be there. Some people say, well, I don't know if you go, you're going to like it. I tell you what, if you want to go, you'll be right. Amen. You want to get things right. The Bible said, in whatever state you're in therewith, be content. I've seen the most uncontented people in this world I've ever seen in all my life. They could win the lottery and could complain. No, I don't think anybody should play the lottery, take chances. But they could win the lottery and have millions, and they'd complain how they had to go pick up the check. People is so incontent. But I can tell you what, godliness with contentment, it's great gain. Godliness with contentment. Think about it. May God bless you. Please
tune in next week.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.